Call to order works for July the 8th. We need approval of minutes for the June 24th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Department head reports. Parks.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Park. Tomorrow, Tuesday, July 9th, we'll be at Four Lakes Park. WVUB, the Blazers will have their pack at the park. It'll be from 3 to 5 at the Spray Park out there. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have our Fresh Air Fitness at Leicester Square. Those are at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Those are outdoor fitness classes taught by Sophia Lane from Good Samaritan Hospital. We are adding on a Monday and a Friday at 9:30 a.m. out at Rainbow Beach, an aquatic fitness class taught by Sophia and through the hospital again. This will go, obviously, only until the pool's open, but next year we'll incorporate that into a summer fitness class. But those are on Monday and Friday at 9:30. Monday through Friday, we have our summer feed program at Greg Park. We're partnered with the school system and Community School Corp. That is from 11 to 12. Saturday, July 20th is the YMCA Kids Try. Tuesday, the 23rd is the National Night Out, 6 to 8 p.m. with the police department and Chief Luking. The pickleball courts, the weather has been kind of playing havoc with laying down the coats, but we're getting closer. We're hoping for an August 3rd to have the ribbon cutting on that. And then Greg Park, the shelter house is open. We are renting it. We are waiting for DNR still to come through. It looks like the last week of July they should come through and do their final walkthrough.
I've heard really nice reports on the restrooms there. They're really nice.
Yeah, they are much nicer. And then the shelter house was on the cover of Indiana Preservation July-August magazine.
Oh, really?
If you go to indianalandmarks.org, go to the resource tab, you can pull that up. There's a nice article about old structures. There's a couple paragraphs about the Vincennes Parks, but our shelter house is on the cover.
What was the site again?
Indianalandmarks.org.
Indianalandmarks.org.
But you can go to the resource tab and you can pull up that. So that was really nice to see our shelter house on there.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Thanks, Steve.
Police department.
Steve Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We did purchase the replacement vehicle from the vehicle that was totaled and have striped an additional vehicle that was previously unmarked and got it back out into the fleet with patrol. As well as Steve mentioned, on July the 23rd, that's a Tuesday night, starting at 6 o'clock, is National Night Out. Obviously, that's a big event for us every year. We do some nice giveaways to the public there, and it's a night where we can kind of join with the community and meet a lot of people. They can meet the new officers, and so we're looking forward to that. Our rookie, Taylor Butler, he has received his equipment now from Seagulls and has started his field training, or continuing his field training, where before too long, after his dispatch duties, he would be put out with a field training officer on the road.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. That's all I got.
Thanks, Dustin. Street and sanitation.
Bryce, Street and Sanitation. First of all, I'd like to say the 4th of July parade was the cleanest parade I have seen.
Is there a
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was a
phenomenal.
That's
because Paula passed out all those bags.
That's right. It helped.
Great.
And I'd like to also say that as far as the fireworks were phenomenal as well, but the same thing applies to Mr. Shooter and his crew. They cleaned that bridge better than they found it. So
wow.
That always works out good for us, so we appreciate that. Secondly, we refuse to stop warring against weeds, but we've lost a lot of battles. but we'll keep on fighting the weeds and this growing up everywhere. Thirdly, and last, we are seeking quotes for a skid steer. We've been renting one that we groom our alleys with that works so well. We figure if we buy it, we can use it year round.
Okay.
So we're looking for quotes for those, and it'll come out of the bond money. So.
You know, a couple more one-liners, and we can have you on the Mark and Mark show tomorrow.
I pass. There's the guy for that.
Or Mark. Dave yeah, might take you. Yes, that's right.
I have my own show.
I know.
Thanks, Bryce.
Thanks, Bryce.
Next, city engineer.
The last few weeks have been pretty intense. We had the 6th Street Drainage Project going on at the same time as we had some major pay items on Main Street, so we got both those projects completed. The 6th Street Drainage Project took about a week and a half, and we're still, the last pay item we have on that is the dual yellow stripe and some railroad crossing markings, and then that project will be 100% complete. And on Main Street, we did, I think since the last meeting I was here, we did curb and gutter, base asphalt, intermediate asphalt, OG asphalt, and we backfilled in preparation of sidewalks and drives. So, like I said, it's a major pay items in the last 2 or 3 weeks. So, it looks like a road now. So,
yeah, it does.
It looks good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, while you're there, let's go ahead and do these quotes.
Okay.
JP got quotes on the gimbal wall. We have one from Walker for $40,000 and one from Hendrickson Concrete for $37,720.
I have reviewed both of those already.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're good with the lowest?
Yes.
Okay.
So do we need to make a... I'll make a motion that we approve the city engineer's recommendation for the lowest bid.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Do you remember what the original bid was that we awarded? When it's
to who? To Schlomer?
Yeah.
I want to say it was either 58 or 68.
68. I was going to say 68. I thought it was 68, and we paid about half of it. So.
Yeah. And he got about 60%. He got about 50-60% complete. So
okay.
This is to finish.
Okay. So you think? Okay. So I. All right. So we're not out anything.
And
we've got some work.
He's been paid for the amount of
what
work
he's
that's been
done.
Completed.
Okay.
Right. Correct.
Good.
Okay. And this new with Hendrickson says it will be completed within
45 days.
Pending.
Oh, that's great.
So.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right. How much was that, Mayor?
$37,720.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thank you.
They needed it for the minutes.
SVP. We have no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is Riverfront Pavilion, Lincoln High School homecoming.
So I understand that Mr. Vermillion is unable to attend this evening, but according to the requests, and Chief, you can, and Bryce can look this over if you think it's any different, but it appears to be the same request as years past in terms of the street closings and the use of the pavilion for the homecoming, as well as the location of the city dump truck near the pavilion for trash collection. So knowing the consistency of this and the importance of this project, I'm recommending that we approve the attached recommendations from Mr. Vermillion for the use of the pavilion for Friday, October the 4th, 2019, from 7 a.m. till 1 a.m. the following morning.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next is Indiana Military Museum banner. I assume that's why you're here. No?
Oh, we thought, Tim, you were, that's why you, we thought you were here.
I was listening to the wall deal.
You were, you couldn't believe we're actually going to finish it, did you?
He hasn't seen it.
Doubting yet. Thomas.
Right.
Well, so let's look at that as well. I think.
Everything's.
Yeah, this is for the Labor Day event, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and I actually participate in that, so I will act on behalf of his honor and request that the Board of Works consider hanging of banners for the Labor Day weekend event. Where's Ravelette? He could do that as well. Yeah. 2 weeks beginning August 19th on Hart Street and 2 weeks beginning August 19th on College. Paul, you already have the insurance submitted, correct? And the dates are available, so that's my motion. As well as my request, I guess, right?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. And next is resolution for Roth Way. I just need a motion to read and approve.
So this will actually be formally passed by, there's Dan right there.
This is just the Board of Works.
This is our Board of Works.
Right.
Okay.
And what this is recognizes Oliphant also as Roth White, and that's due to the fact that everything that, that Phil Roth has done for the community.
Sure.
If you look at Oliphant, that was a $1 million project that was completed with sidewalks and curbs, and the city's portion was $100,000.
Right.
Because of Phil, the other $900,000 was paid. He's also was instrumental in Kimmel Park, $3.5 million invested there. To date, with their recent commitment of $2 million to our levy, that will be over $3 million that's been committed to our levy, and this is all due in part to
right,
Mr. Roth. And I just feel like that it would be nice to recognize that as Roth.
So, Dave, do we need to formally read that in?
Yes, you should read it.
Would you like me to read it? Sure. Resolution number 1, 2019. It's our first resolution, Mr. President and Mr. Mayor. So, resolution of the Vincennes Board of Works and Public Safety, the City of Vincennes, adding the designation of Roth Way to Oliphant Drive, Vincennes, Indiana. Whereas the Vincennes Board of Works and Public Safety of the City of Vincennes would like to honor Phil Roth in recognition of his tireless efforts on behalf of Vincennes University, the City of Vincennes, and Knox County, and whereas the board believes it is fitting that as a token of the city's appreciation for his selfless service to our citizens and is bringing a spirit of civic cooperation, that one of our most beautiful streets will be designated in his honor as Oliphant Drive, Roth Way. And now, therefore, be resolved by the Vincennes Board of Works and Safety of the City of Vincennes. Section 1, the board hereby designates that Oliphant Drive to hereafter be also known as Roth Way, and the designation with appropriate signage will be a lasting tribute to Mr. Roth for his hard work to better the university and the city, signed by the mayor and myself and Mr. Blinn. I'll make that motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Does anybody have anything under miscellaneous? Not, we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Great. Thank you, guys. It's fitting that we had that. So we need to sign that first.
Sharon.